When we gather like this, it is for us to gain ascendancy into the courts of the throne room of heaven. When we gather, it is to gain ascension. Said, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? This morning, the Lord has given us ascension before the presence of his glory. Ascension to where Shekinah Kabod is. Ascension into the holiest, where we never had access. One of the best news we have as believers is access granted. Wherein the Father has granted us access into the Holy of Holies. Beyond the veil, even in a place where the angels cannot behold, the Father has granted us access. And that is through the blood of his Son, Jesus of Nazareth. Because of the blood, we have gained divine transportation. The blood has given us transportation. This morning I want to speak on what I captioned, the blood transportation. The blood transportation. Be in the spirit as you are here this morning. Our transportation deals with our ascension from darkness into light. Our transportation deals with our ascension from the realms of darkness, from the dominions of darkness into light. And we ascend with our spirit to worship the Father. He said, for such doth he seek, they who will worship him in spirit and in truth. One of the best things that can happen in a meeting like this is for us to be able to gain ascension into his presence. We could gather and crowds being everywhere, and yet there is no ascension in the spirit. But the blessedness of our fellowship as a body, the blessedness of our congregating together, of our constellation as the stars of the Father, it is for us to gain ascension before his throne where we can worship. Isaiah 6, Isaiah was speaking about the revelation. He said, before the year King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord seated on his throne. He said, above him stood seraphs, each had 6 wings. With twain they did fly, with twain they did call unto one another. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The heavens and the earth are full of your glory. He said that the sound of their shouts and all of that, the doorpost and the threshold was filled with glory. It was filled with Shekinah Kabod. The angels were covering their faces with their wings because they could not behold Shekinah. They could not behold the glory of Yahweh. The angels are covering their face with twain, with their feathers. They cannot behold. He said he dwells in unapproachable light. God eternal, God immortal, God invisible, God only wise. He said he is the Father of all spirits. He has made his angels spirits. But then even the angels that are spirits cannot behold him. They cannot tell what he looks like. All they know is the shouts of the lightnings, the thunders, the rainbows and all of that. But the angels cannot behold the Shekinah. We are talking about the blood transportation. During the times of the Lord, the Jews could not enter into the holiest. Only the high priest enters once in a year. During the days of Jesus, the same thing was happening. The high priest enters, but yet the Ark of the Covenant was not in the temple. For years they were worshipping, doing sacrifices and all of that. Don't forget, even when Jesus was born, they took turtle dove to the high priest because he fulfilled the law. But yet all that the high priest was doing
still in that,
the temple was empty. There was no Ark of the Covenant inside. How do I mean? During the early years, that was some few years after Jesus died, General Titus invaded Jerusalem, the Roman general. When he invaded Jerusalem, they destroyed Jerusalem. They trashed the city. Because Jesus told them why they were weeping for him as he was going to die. He said, don't weep for me, weep for yourself. He said, a time will come that women will even, they wish they never give birth. So the Jews, they were trampled. Jerusalem was trampled. General Titus, the Roman general, entered into that temple where the high priest will wear their robes and all of that and be doing sacrifices. They entered inside that temple. They opened that veil. When they entered inside, behold, the temple was empty. There was no Ark of the Covenant. From the days of the captivity, we don't have time to check into that. From the days of the captivity, the Ark was no longer found on earth. During the times of Jeremiah, God took the Ark. God took the Ark. So what the Jews were doing, even in the days of Jesus, it was a superficial worship. There was no presence. There was no Shekinah. All Jews from all over the world will come to Jerusalem, do sacrifices. But yet Yahweh was not there. The Ark of the Covenant was not there. The Ark that houses the tables of stone where the commandments were written, and which on the top of it you see the two cherubims facing each other. That Ark was not inside. The temple was empty. Jesus knew this while he was alive. He was telling them, you Pharisees and Sadducees, in vain do you worship me. In vain. In vain. They will gather in their thousands from all over the world. But yet, Yahweh was not there. Yahweh was not there. So General Titus entered and said, oh, so these people have been camouflaging. Even the Jews, between the leaders of the priests and all of that, they knew among themselves that the tables were not there. That what they were doing was vain worship. What they were doing was vain worship. But it is the blood of Jesus that has given us ascension. In all their worship, they could not gain ascendancy into the plane where the Father dwells. They could not. But for us to gain ascendancy by the washing of the blood through the Spirit of grace, it's a privilege. We count it a privilege. I'm talking about the blood transportation. The blood transportation. If you read John chapter 19 from verse 16 to 20, you will find out something about the death of Jesus. Very patiently, because there is a revelation the Lord is said to bring into our spirits that will help our worship in Him. If you read John 19, 16 to 20, you will observe something. Or rather, that's not John 19, 16 to 20. Go to Hebrews 13, 12. Hebrews 13, 12. The Bible said, Jesus was slain outside. Look at it. Hebrews 13, 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, outside the gates of the city. They took him to the gate of the city, and there they crucified him. Have you seen that? Jesus was crucified outside the gates of the city. He was not crucified inside the city. There is a purpose for that. There is a purpose for that. The place I was talking about in John 19, it was from John 19, 6 down. You read, but we are not going into that now. Jesus went outside the city for a sin offering. He went as a scapegoat because of us. In the same way, the blood of Jesus took us out of a particular city. The blood of Jesus being shed on the cross took us out of a particular city. Open your heart to this revelation now. We are separated and transported outside the city of evil, of darkness. Did you see that in Hebrews? He made a sin offering outside the city. He was taken out. Between us and evil, there is a wall, and that wall is the blood of Jesus that separates us from that city of darkness and that city of evil. So nothing anti-God has the right to approach us. We have been sanctified. Many of us don't know what sanctification means. But if you know, sanctification means set apart. When you go into the temple of old, there are some cups, some items they set apart. Nobody dares touch it. Who was that king? Is it Belteshazzar during Daniel's time that went to touch? That his children took the cups from the temple and they wanted to use it to have merriment. They were using it to drink beer, the cup from the temple. And as that was happening, God said, these things, I set apart those items. Why are you messing up with them? And as they were doing that, it was not long, a handwriting came on the wall. Physically, they were seeing the handwriting, my name and Ezekiel of Hasil. You are weighing the scale, you are found wanting. Because you are using vessels that are sanctified for my glory and use. You are using them to joke. So God said, you are found wanting. Because of this, today I will take the kingdom from you. And he died instantly. As Daniel said, as Daniel interpreted, he was looking for who can read the meaning of the writing on the wall. What I'm saying now, I didn't just prepare it, but it's just flowing as the Spirit is giving me utterance. That king was found wanting because he took vessels that were what? Sanctified for the master's use. The vessels were sanctified for the master's use. And the king's children, they wanted to use it to joke because they were having a feast. So the blood of Jesus has what sanctified us. This is evil on the left. This is light on the right. Darkness on the left, light on the right. And we are all in darkness. Listen carefully. And the blood of Jesus came like a transport company. Came in a vehicle form, took us, and we entered that vehicle. And he transported us, listen, from darkness, and he drove us into what? Light. If this revelation will rest in your spirit, the devil will not molest you again. The blood transportation. The blood is the only currency that could be used to pay for our transportation. We are all locked up. Isaiah said in Isaiah 43:13, thereabout, 42:22, he said, this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. He said, they are all of them snared. They were trapped in holes. Isaiah 42:22. He said, this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. We were all hidden in prison houses. He said they are for a prey and non-deliverance. For a spoil and non-deliverance. saith restore. We are all locked up in darkness for massive destruction. He said, this is the people robbed and spoiled. The devil robbed us of all divine virtues, robbed us of all divine graces and blessedness. He said, this is the people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them, not some of them. They are all of them snared, trapped in holes. They are hid in prison houses. Prison they were hid. He said, they are for a prey and non-deliverance. None could deliver. The law could not deliver. The prophets could not deliver. He said, they are for a prey and non-deliverance, for a spoil and none yet restored. No one could restore us. Elijah with the fire could not restore mankind. Moses with the tablet he brought from Mount Sinai through the law could not save man. But it was the blood of Jesus that came to that location and took man, transported him into the realms and the domains of light. Transportation that we need comes only through the blood of Jesus. So we have been sanctified. When I mean sanctified, I'm trying to say we have been set apart, transported from Satan's arena. Listen very carefully. You have been separated and transported from Satan's arena. And you have been driven. God has driven you with that vehicle of the blood through the Spirit. And now it can be said of you that you belong to God. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we who were all trapped before, that we could be called the sons. Not just, he did not even say servants. He did not even say slaves. He did not even say friends. But sons of God. Having his bloodline in us. Sons because the blood in him is in us. And that is the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. The blood has made us one with God. Because the blood is in our spirit. The blood transportation. Colossians chapter 1 verse 12. If you can run with what is being shared here today by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, it will help your walk with God. Colossians chapter 1 from verse 12 to 14. Listen. Give ye thanks unto the Father, that Father that dwells in unapproachable light. Give ye thanks to him, which has made us meet to be partakers. We can now be partakers. Who were we before? Smitten by the enemy, trapped down in the miry clay of sin and rebellion. He said, giving thanks to the Father which has made us partakers. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the president of the United States of America coming to a street or a slum in India or Nigeria, in one of the poorest slums in the world, and picked up somebody, cleaned up the person, transported the person by flight, by presidential jet, back to the White House. And in the White House, the president now says, you are not here again as, you are not here today as a servant. You are not here as even a citizen of America. You are here as my son. Are you getting that? He said, giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers. Can I hear another translation there? Is there any other translation that says something? Can you go to the mic there? Very fast. Giving thanks. It is thanksworthy. It is thanksworthy. Can you read that translation, please?
He said, giving thanks to the Father.
Put your mic.
Giving thanks to the Father.
Giving thanks unto the Father.
Who has qualified us.
Who has qualified us.
To be partakers of the
inheritance.
To be sent in the light.
Wait. Stay there. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. We did not even have the qualification. Who gave you qualification to even cast that devil? Devils that have stayed for thousands and millions of years. Fallen angels. But the Father has now qualified us. We that were born just a few years ago. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be what?
To be partakers.
Of the what?
Of the inheritance. Of the saints. In the light.
That is it. Wait there. I love that translation. He has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance that is in light. Are you seeing? There was darkness and there is light. Now he qualified us. In that qualification, he transported us through the blood. Without the blood being shed, we would have been nowhere. Without the blood being shed, there will be no access granted. One of these days, I will take an expository teaching into Psalm 24. Say, who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? Say, this is that generation of them that seek you. So he has qualified us to be partakers. If you are listening to me, you have been qualified to be a partaker of everything that is in light. You are qualified to be a partaker of every blessing that God has in heaven. Not because of your merit, but because of the precious blood of Jesus. The blood transportation. The blood transported us from nothingness into something. Transported us from darkness into light. We can now be partakers with the saints. Look at the saints of old. Abraham, Paul, Daniel. Men of renown that did mighty deeds on earth. The Bible said now we can be partakers. In the fellowship of the Godhead. In the fellowship of eternal life. We are now made partakers. We are called the sons of the Elohim. That is why the devil sees you as his nightmare. As long as you are living in the domains of light, he cannot approach you. Jesus was slain outside the city. They took him out. That is how he has taken us outside that city. That city that is called darkness, rebellion and sin. That city that is called rejection. That city that is called disappointment, that city that is called stagnation or whatsoever darkness it represents. You have been transported out of that city into his light. Giving thanks to the Father. It is worth giving thanks. It is worth we gathering and not even preaching and just saying thank you, Father. And when we are saying thank you, it's not just with the lips. We are saying it with heart alignment. The heart is aligned with what the voice is echoing. Jesus said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. He said, you only worship God with your mouth. Your heart is not with God. Your heart is far. They had no alignment. So God wants it that when we give the thanks, we are aware of what we are doing because he deserves thanks. Giving thanks to the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Look at 13. Listen. Who has delivered? I thought it would say who has delivered only the apostles of old. I thought it would say who has delivered only Paul and Barnabas. I thought it would say who has delivered only those that died during the early church. But it said who has delivered us. Myself and you seated. Myself and you listening to me. He has delivered us from what? From the power of darkness. He has delivered you from the power, from the domain, the territory, dominions of darkness. Who has delivered us from the forces of darkness and has translated us, see, and as some translation will say, and has transported us. Ah, you're not getting that. And has transported us into the kingdom of his dear son. Just like that president will come and just pick up somebody, put the person in his private jet and off to his country. The person not only becomes a citizen, the person becomes a heir. A heir to the throne. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness. So anything that is the power of darkness, the Lord has delivered you. It is for you to walk in that deliverance. Can I hear that translation, please?
He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us.
Look at, I love that word, and conveyed. Do you know what it means to convey? You are conveying goods from the path to your house. A vehicle came to convey. He has conveyed us, carried us
into the kingdom of the Son,
from darkness into the kingdom of the Son.
Of his love.
This was love driven. The blood transportation has taken place. It's not something that will take place. It's something that has been done. Jesus said on the cross of Calvary, it is finished. It is for us to walk in that light. Who has conveyed us? I love that. Who has transported us from darkness into the kingdom. Are you seeing? It's a kingdom. Are you hearing me? It's a kingdom. In every kingdom, there is a king. A kingdom means a king's domain. A kingdom means a king's domain. We looked at that in one of our messages called The Government of Christ. How many of us remember?
Yes.
A kingdom is the king's domain.
Amen.
So he has transported us, conveyed us into the kingdom of his son. And that is kingdom. We have ministering spirit. Last time we looked about the war in the heavenlies. How many of us were blessed by that? The war in the heavenlies. The ministering spirit, they are there to serve us. Those are the angels. In the kingdom of his dear son, transported us, conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear son. What currency? How did this happen? What made us to merit it? How did it take place that we who were dead in sin could be transported into life? How is the question? How? Somebody say how. Can you see 14? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Can I hear that translation?
In whom we have redemption
through his blood,
the forgiveness of sins.
God bless you. You can have your seat. In him we have redemption. Do you know what redemption means? Redemption is thicker than deliverance. Redemption is more broader than using the word salvation itself. Redemption is deeper. He redeemed us. In that redeeming, to redeem, you have to pay something in exchange. And in the course of that redemption, he paid the price of his blood. Who has redeemed us? Through what? Through his blood. It was through the blood of Jesus we gained redemption. It was through the blood of Jesus that the seal of Satan could no longer be in us. Because it is said of us that we are the sons of God. Galatians 4 verse 6. He said, and because we are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son Yeshua into our heart, crying, Abba Father, Abba Father. When you are praying in the spirit, your spirit is crying, Abba Father. Abba means my father. Abba Father, Abba Father. Galatians 4 says, because we are sons, God has sent for the spirit of his son into our hearts, crying, my father, my father. So the blood of Jesus has transported us. We have received transportation through the blood. I see the devil coming to you again and saying you are my property, and trying to molest you. And I see you saying to Satan, have you not heard that he has transported me from darkness into the kingdom of his son, so that I can be a fellow heir, so that I can partake of the inheritance of the saints in light. I am no longer yours. Only that one is enough for the devil. Only that revelation. When the devil comes to claim you, you let him know that you have been transported. The devil asks, how did it happen? What price was paid? The blood of Jesus has transported. The blood transportation. For every soul that is redeemed all over the world, and who calls upon the name of Jesus, every of such has received a transportation through the blood. You can call it a transfer. The office you used to work, they transferred you. You used to work for a former boss called Satan, and he was oppressing you like Pharaoh was doing to the Egyptians, telling them to lay bricks daily, working day and night without rest. Pharaoh was their boss, but God brought a transfer letter. He said, you will no longer work here in Egypt. You are coming into Canaan, to the promised land. In fact, you are not coming to work, you are coming to rest. He said, he that has entered into his rest has ceased from all his works. The Lord give us understanding. He has called us to be partakers of the inheritance that is in light. The blood transportation. The blood of Jesus is the most sophisticated transport service. It's the most sophisticated transport company in the world. It's a transport company that can transport a sinner into a saint. It's a transport company that can transport somebody demon oppressed into a deliverer. That is what the blood of Jesus can do. The transfer is total. There is no price remaining to pay. God did not pay half and say he will pay the remaining later. The transfer is complete. Because of that, Jesus said, it is finished. No more price. No more animal sacrifice. No more looking for ram to buy. No more looking for goats to kill. For your blood, for your sin to be washed away. For you to be delivered. No more going to look for pigeon to buy. No more looking for a ram to sacrifice. Jesus said, it is finished. The blood has done the transportation. So Paul admonished the Galatians that they should not go back to the law, wherein they are in bondage of sin. The blood transportation. Can you see how a man was walking on earth, walking without blame before the presence of Yahweh? And God looked at that man and said, Enoch, this world is too unrighteous for you. Oya, come home. God took Enoch. It did not take enough spirit. It did not take his soul alone or the spirit alone. It took him spirit, soul, body. Enoch was translated into heaven. Elijah was contending with the prophets of Baal. He was the only one that could come out boldly to challenge the Babylonian system, the worship of Baal. God looked at this man, Sir Elijah, you'll be coming home. I'm sending chariots of fire. And Elijah was transported. Elijah was transported. Heavenly transport company came. Took him. Elijah said, my father, the horses. And their chariots. All of a sudden, Elijah was not seen again. He was caught up above. Only his mantle dropped. his mantle cloth. He does not need it. Elijah collected the mantle and started doing miracle with the mantle. Something a leftover that Elijah does not need. What does he need? What is the mantle? What is the cloth going to heaven to do with it? Eh? What is the cloth? The one that was not necessary for him was the one Elijah used and parted the Jordan and was demonstrating power. Elijah had gone with everything necessary, body, soul, spirit. He has been transported. Those debris that came out of his body is what Elisha carried and was doing miracle. The Father has transported us in like manner from the domains of darkness. So when you are seeing some appearances of darkness, you need to talk to that devil and say, come, I am not yours. I've been transported. I'm a joint here with the soul. The Bible called us his brethren. He said, no more do I call you servants, but friends. And he sent forth the spirit of the Son into our hearts, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Elijah left his garment. When you are transported, all of a sudden the old life will leave. Just like the garment of Elijah dropped. That is how your old life will drop through transportation. So when you are seeing traces of the old life, you need to cry for, Lord, I want total transportation. And as you are transporting, old life will fall out. Because you are going into a domain of light. His body, soul, spirit were transported. We are no longer in Satan's territory. No longer under his domain. No longer under his laws. The Bible said in Romans chapter 8, 1 to 2, there is now therefore no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh but after the spirit. He said, for the law of the spirit of life has delivered us from the law of sin and death. The law of the spirit of life has delivered us. The spirit of life through the blood of Jesus delivered us from the law, from the oppressions, from the mechanisms, from the manipulations of darkness. The blood transportation. Kaya Mandala. You look at yourself every day and say, I'm a mortal, but I have been translated by the blood of Jesus. And when the blood of Jesus transports you, you become an immortal. You begin to have what they call Zoe, eternal life, the God life. Zoe, the God life, residing inside of you. You have the DNA of the Godhead. So you can look at yourself and say, indeed, I am far above principalities and powers. Ephesians 2:6, he said, he has raised us up together and made us sit together with him in heavenly places. We did not sit at the back and he sat at the front. He said, we sat together with him in heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. And that is the blood of Jesus. We are now in the realms of light. I hope you saw that. Mark the text we read. Colossians 1:12-14. Maybe you've been reading and you never understood, but today the spirit of revelation has come to you by force. That you have been translated. That translation said convey. You have been conveyed. You have been shifted, transferred from darkness into light. Just like Enoch and Elijah, they were moved. Upon all the fire Elijah called, upon all the holiness Enoch leading, none of them could transport themselves. It was God that transported them. So our transportation can only be a product of what the Lord has done for us. And that is the blood of Jesus. Translated us from darkness into light. The agency of our transportation is the blood of Jesus. The agency is the blood of Jesus. Can you see in our last meeting while we were talking about the war in the heavenlies? You know God gave us only one prayer point. I remember that prayer point. Release. How many of us remember? A release. And that prayer point could have flown even till 10 hours. Because it was a point that came out of the breath of the nostrils of the Father. It was quickened and given life by the Spirit. So when you pray according to the revelation of the Spirit, you pray aright. This morning, what we are praying for, the only thing I want to be hearing you saying is, Lord, transportation. Lord, I need transportation. I have stayed in this junction too much. I've been standing in this junction of reproach for how long, of sin for how long. No vehicle to move me. I've been standing here for long. Okay, transportation is what I need. I need to be transported out of here. I need to be transported. Lord, I have dwelled here for too long. Said we have wandered in this wilderness for so long. For so long. I don't know if you're angry in the spirit with the delays you have faced, with the reproaches you have faced. Rise up on your feet. Say, Lord, for too long. For too long. For too long. For too long. I have stood in this junction. I don't know the junction you have been standing. Whether it's a junction of sin, junction of reproach, junction of poverty. Poverty is not as real for you. Instead, I know the thoughts I have for you. They are of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have life more abundantly. Oh God, transportation by the blood. Blood of Jesus, transport me out of this this junction. Somebody's not praying. Blood of Jesus, transport me out of this junction. I have stood here for too long. Enough is enough. Lord, I need to be transported from this level in the spirit to my next level. Transport me, oh blood of Jesus. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. Oh God, transportation through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus. Transportation. 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 Somebody cry for transportation. 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 Are you not tired of this level? Are you not tired? You have dwelt so long in this mountain. You have dwelt so long in this valley. Ask for transportation. My Father, my Father. The horses and their chariot. By the blood of Jesus. Transport me. Transport me. Transport me. Yamanamanamanosa. Yamanama Yamanamanama. Ragadaba Yabadaba Yabadosa. Lamadaba Yabadaba Yabadosa. Transport me. 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 Somebody, your transportation is coming. The blood of Jesus service company. The blood of Jesus company is coming. The blood of Jesus private airlines is coming to transport you. The blood is coming to transport you. Out of darkness. Out of darkness. Out of darkness. You are still in the darkness too long. The blood is coming to transport you. To move you from point A to the next level. I am an usher. 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 Blood of Jesus, transport me. Blood of Jesus, transport me. Transportation. 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 Enough of rejection. Enough of sin. Enough of compromise. Come on, 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 transportation by the blood. 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 Unless you are comfortable, unless you are comfortable with that level, unless you are comfortable, but if you are not happy with that thing, if you are not happy with that situation, ask for transportation. Transportation from a timely death in your family, from a timely death in your family. Transportation into the covenant of life, into the covenant of life. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are going to pray some few strategic prayer points. Listen. God transported Elijah and Enoch from earth into heaven. You are going to ask God to transport you from your from the earth to your heaven. Listen. The earth is where a man will labor. He said, as surely as a man lives, he will labor, he will till the ground in sweat to get something. The earth symbolizes suffering. The heaven symbolizes rest. Say, God, transport me from my earth to my heaven. Transport me from my earth to my heaven. From hardship to rest. Transportation. From my earth to heaven. From my earth to my heaven. Transport me from my earth to my heaven. From labors to rest. From labors to rest. Transport me from labors to rest. From labors to rest. From labors to rest. From labors to my rest. Transport me from labor to rest. From labor to rest. From labor to rest. Transport me, O Lord of Jesus. Transport me from my earth to my heaven. From my earth to my heaven. Transport me, O Lord of Jesus. Transport me. 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 Somebody open your Bible. First Peter. First Peter chapter 2 verse 9. First Peter 2:9. You have been seeing this scripture in the Bible for long, but maybe it has not come to life to you. But today the breath of vivification is coming to quicken it. First Peter 2:9, it says, you that is listening to me, you that is here, you that is in your country hearing this message, he said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You have been called out of darkness into light. Somebody begin to say, I have been called out from darkness to light. I have been called out from darkness to light. Into light. You were trapped in a place that is dark. All of a sudden you heard your name. Cynthia, you heard your name. Joseph, come. He called us out and you were quickened. All of a sudden you just find yourself moving in the direction. And suddenly you look back. Darkness was at your back. All over you is light now. He called us out. Not in darkness. He called us out. And as he called, the voice comes with power. And the power quickens you instantly. And you just find yourself moving into light. He called us out of darkness.
Jesus.
The Bible called it into his marvelous, marvelous, indescribable light. Glorious light that principalities cannot dwell. It is this light that he said, and the light shineth in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. Somebody begin to say, Lord, I have been called out. I have heard your voice. I have come out of darkness into your light. I have been called out of darkness into your light. I have been called out of darkness into your light. Listen to me finally. John 5:24, he said, verily, verily. When you hear verily, verily, it is saying that it is too important to ignore. Verily, verily means that if the first ear does not hear, the second ear will hear, because it is twice. He said, once has the Lord spoken and twice have I heard. That is in the realm of verily, verily. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed. Listen, is transported, has been transported from death unto what? Life. He that heareth my word shall not come unto condemnation, but has been transported, but has passed, he has crossed the border, he has entered another country, another city whose builder and maker is God. A city not built with mortal hands, a city not built with bricks and stones, a city built by the God of all spirits, the Father of all spirits. He that stands in the congregation of the mighty and judges amongst the gods. He says, to whom shall we liken him? Has that not known, has that not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, it is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and beholds the inhabitants as grasshoppers. He beholds the inhabitants as grasshoppers. Have you not heard? Have you not known? He giveth strength to them that are weak. He said, they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We have passed from death into life.
Yes,
sir. Sin is death. Rejection is death. Poverty, you don't have what to eat, is death. Stagnation is death. We are progressive beings. We are supposed to progress. Whatsoever constitutes death in your life, begin to say, I have crossed from death into life. I have crossed over. Jesus. Too late. I have crossed over. Too late. Ayana. Too late.
I have crossed over.
From death unto life. I have crossed over from death unto life. Crossed over from death unto life. Life. I have crossed over from death to life. I have crossed over. Too late for death. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? I have crossed over the transportation by the blood. Hey, the blood transportation. The blood has moved me. The blood has moved me. Jesus died so that I will not die. Jesus suffered that I may reign with him. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
See, if we continue this prayer point, we can pray this till 6 p.m. Today is like Sunday. But we will just have to close the meeting. And in closing the meeting, I bet you the truth. If you can rescue with this prayer point, I've been conveyed. I've been transported. What am I doing here? It's a shadow. I have moved. Satan, I refuse your light. I have been transported. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I have come. That I have come in my transportation. When I came to transport you, so that you may have life and have it more words.
Abundance.
Why is it that the devil is still reproaching you? You go into your house, you look at the mirror. You say, but this person has been transported. What is this appearance of darkness? I refuse it. The Spirit of the Lord is here.
Mm-hmm.
As I was speaking this, I was hitting this thing, and this pulpit broke here. When I mean this thing even hit my hand, but there was no blood. It's because it's by the Spirit. If I was not under the inspiration of the Spirit, my hand would be full with blood.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling you, the Spirit is quickening you.
Amen.
The Spirit is quickening you.
Amen.
Maybe you're listening to this tape, this message somewhere, and you were not in the live service. It's something as it's ending, you are refusing the abuse of darkness. You are refusing the utterances of darkness. You are saying, I have crossed over. Too late. I've been transported. You know the scriptures. You know the scriptures. In Colossians 1, 12 to 14. In 1 Peter 1, in 1 Peter 2, verse 9. In John 5, 23. We have crossed over, it is too late. Begin to give God praise. In John 5, 24. Says, we have crossed over from death to life. Say, thank you, Lord, because I have crossed over. I have crossed over from death to life. My family has crossed over. My loved ones have crossed over. They are redeemed by the blood. They are liberated by the blood.
God, through his servant Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032469360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032469360 or +234 8080620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.